CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everybody. Yes.
We are live. It's just after 6 o'clock in the morning. It's just a few days left of October. You know, the big deal is, like, a lot of people talk about the end of the year, but the end of the millennium. I mean, the end of the decade.
Oh, yo.
I'm ahead of myself.
I meant the end of,
end of the
please.
Decade. That's what we're dealing with. So, there's a lot going on. I mean, it's going to be 2020. That's... You know, there always used to be these shows that said, this is what the world will look like in 2000. That was a big deal. And we made it to 2000, and we didn't have hoverboards. We didn't have, like, these screens that would appear in front of our face and then disappear mm-hmm. when we didn't need them. And we didn't have teleportation yet. I was very disappointed. And then they said, well, we'll do that. All of that will happen, but in 2020. It's been postponed a little bit.
Ooh,
oh. So I said, all right, I'll wait. It's only 20 years. You know, what's the big deal? Tick tock. You've got, you guys have got two months, and then I expect all that shit delivered at my door by Amazon, please.
Aye, they can delay it some more.
There was that song.
Which one?
What will this whole world be like in the year 2000?
Oh, well, that doesn't happen.
I did not know.
I don't know that song either.
What the hell?
Pumela, I promised you. Did you make
what
it
kind
up?
Of?
Dude, she made it
I'm
up.
I'm going to find it for you.
I know the year 3000 song.
I've been to the year 3000. Nothing has changed, but we live underwater.
Okay, I don't know what you guys are thinking about.
And your great-great-great-great-granddaughter.
Great it's really pretty fine.
Yeah, it's a very good song. That's by Buster.
I know the... I think, like, the Jonas Brothers did a cover. That's the one
that's
I know.
That's how you know it.
Oh, Google, help us help you.
Guys, not this morning. Anything? These songs are like... When were these songs, like, released? 1950?
You don't know this song? Okay, no. See, I'm going to play it for him. This is the original, the year 3000. You seriously don't know this?
It's your...
Like classic 90s.
One day when I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those funny boys. Stood there with my neighbor called Peter and a flux capacitor. He told me he'd be inside the scene and wanting to feel my scene.
What the place?
Right. Yeah, your great-great-great-great-granddaughter is pretty fine.
How do you describe their hairstyles? What was that?
It was bad. It was very gelled. It was gelled and spiky
hair.
Yeah. But that was a thing once. I mean,
the frosted tips.
Yeah, it was horrible. I think I even tried that for a while. Yeah.
Please tell me there are photos.
No, I have tried to burn and destroy every photo of myself that ever existed.
No.
I hate the internet for one enormous reason. I love the internet for many reasons, but I hate it because I am pictured in it in various bad hairstyles and bad clothes.
But you still look the same, Gareth.
I don't know, dude. I don't think so, huh?
You haven't changed.
No, I think I look a little more human now. I used to be a monster. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, if you could, since the new decade is upon us, if you could have any invention from science fiction.
Oh.
That... you've seen in a movie. And I don't say to me, like, you want Thanos' glove, because that's just nonsense. I'm not allowed to have that. But if you could have something that everybody was using in a science fiction movie, like they were, you know, like in Star Trek where they teleport. I've always thought that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine if we didn't have to worry about transport. If you could
airports.
Airports. None of that stuff. There would be no need for roads. We could turn the roads into parks. We could turn the railways into them, because we could teleport huge amounts of everything everywhere where they were needed. And the costs would come right down, and It'd be amazing. Like,
save the environment, no emissions.
Dude, no emissions. If teleportation, the only reason people would hop onto a vehicle of any kind is to race or for recreation.
Yeah, for fun.
But imagine you could press a button and you could just materialize at another end of the globe.
Wouldn't even need a visa. Imagine that.
Sure. I mean, look, there would probably be some terrible screw-ups while we were in test phase, where a person's head would end up in, like, India and their asshole would end up in Japan.
Oh, well. Look, focus on the bigger picture. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Where's my asshole?
I need to take a step.
It's in Japan. Anyway, it would be fun. So I'd really like that. I'd love for people to be able to just levitate to wherever they needed to be as well. Is this the song that you've been looking for? Wow, it took you a long time.
Very proud of yourself.
Oh, wow.
Pour me a letter.
What's the song called? By the OJs.
Year
2000. I have never.
It is. I need a proper plug.
The OJs did. Join in. No, love train.
Some great songs by the OJs, but this is not one that anybody knows except for me.
Wait, the entire album is called The Year 2000.
I don't know what kind of music world y'all been living in that you don't know how to like.
All right, here it is. This is OJs. Very, very old school, huh? Oh, listen to the synthesizer.
Oh, yo.
Put you on some real R&B. None of this, like, trap, rap, crap.
Ooh, listen. Okay. We're being schooled. Pumi has to have her day.
What will this whole world be like in the year 2000?
Have any of these guys made it to the year 2000?
Yeah,
I've
been thinking about 2000.
Will there still be
wars? Will there still be wars? See, that would also stop.
I thought it said, will it still be warm? Sorry. You have to listen carefully.
You know what? So, all right, if you want to be very... Because I'm still waiting for you guys to give me an idea of what kind of invention you would like. But there's going to be something invented very soon. I'm almost sure of it, that will pull carbon out of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And convert it into something useful. It's not even a question. I mean, if you told the people who were mining diamonds in South Africa in 1900, if you'd said to them, one day we'll be able to make these things artificially, they'd say to you, nonsense. Most of the diamonds in circulation in the world now being used, and most of the ones in industrial processes, are made artificially. So the price of diamonds is eventually going to be a purely artificial thing. It's going to be, well, this is, people will buy the actual diamond because they'll go, oh, well, this grew under a volcano in Tanzania or whatever, and that'll make them want it more than one that was made in laboratory. But that's it. So we're going to have a machine that'll pull carbon out of the atmosphere. That would be a nice invention. We're going to have situations where people will be able to vote by app on their phone for governments and in referenda, and you won't have to have badly represented republics in congresses and senates and parliaments, where you necessarily have people who are looking for an easy way to live their lives on other people's money. I think we can get rid of that because it'll all be blockchain checked and balanced, so you won't be able to kind of rig the system in your favor.
Gareth, decentralized control. I think that would require an overhaul of human nature, of political nature.
What do you mean?
To get that. The problem with politics is politicians.
In your optimistic view, by the way.
I'm telling you, we can get rid of them. Like, if you have a system where politicians have to campaign and do all the things that they currently do, but votes are rigorously checked and absolutely guaranteed to be 100% right, we're still going to end up with politicians. We're still going to end up with bad politicians. But every one of their decisions can be checked by the majority of people who care about that particular issue. So let's say, for example, they're trying to pass a law on women's rights. and we say, for example, well, this is a women's rights issue, so men aren't allowed to vote in this issue. Let's just imagine, this is very controversial, but wouldn't it be interesting to say, okay, something like, for example, a woman's right to choose. Let's see what all the women say, and then let's see what everybody says, and then let's weigh it up. We get the computer to do some kind of algorithm that figures out precisely what is the best possible way to figure it out, and it doesn't have anything to do with humans and their opinions. It's purely based on data, medical histories, the story of kind of emancipation of women, what it does for society. And we look for the good, and we find a way to let the machines make a lot of the decisions that we can't make for ourselves because we're emotional.
No, but the assumption is that the machines are not biased. The assumption is that the people who participate are people who truly care and have the best intentions for everybody. And I'm simply saying that those assumptions are not necessarily the way that it always is. Machines have bias. This entire weekend, we've been like bombarded with all sorts of the bias of algorithms. Because machines only do what they have been told to do. So they can only do what they have been programmed to do. And who programs the machines? And, you know, so all of those things.
Well,
we need an overhaul of human nature. The problem with humanity is humans.
But look, look how much better we are now at managing ourselves than we've ever been. We really are much better. Are you very cynical, Pumelele? Very cynical.
Good morning.
What else would you like to have come true? What would you like to see invented? Now, 2 months to go.
You know, on the Fifth Element, do you remember the Fifth Element?
Yes, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Oh, hang on, there was Bruce Willis.
With Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce Willis, sorry.
With Bruce Willis.
I'm thinking of
Terminator?
No. There's another movie. Okay, yeah, but yeah, Bruce Willis, I remember
Twins?
The Fifth Element, yeah?
No, with Danny DeVito.
No, where there's this creature. Yeah, yeah, so what
in the Kindergarten Cop?
Fifth Element, go.
There's this thing that she had, that Mila had, that, like, chooses your outfit. And does your makeup.
That's what you go for?
That is totally what I would go for. Do you know how much time? You know I only wear black, right?
Right.
It's because the idea of choosing clothes, getting dressed.
It's too much.
And makeup, all of that stuff takes so much time and so much kind of mental time
you
as
You use
well.
Up it's your like number of decisions you can make in a day.
You do.
Oh, I've just thought of one
That
I would absolutely love to have.
Yeah.
Well, there are a bunch of them, but the idea that you could upload a language to your consciousness, you could actually...
That'd be cool, actually.
You could get on the internet, you could, you know, upload a file straight to your brain, and then you'd be able to speak Spanish, just like that.
I went to or Spain fight like and learn to speak English. I would have done it.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Like, and if you, for example, needed to upgrade your package on three-dimensional interpretation, because let's say you were designing a building.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're designing a building, and you upgrade your current existing package so that you now can visualize better in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be spectacular. That we'd like to have.
Imagine being able to upload like.
I hope
whatever.
Santa Claus is listening.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Like we're around the corner.
Want to get into whether it be motor mechanics or an engineer, and
engineering,
you upload a file in your head.
Right.
And Viola, you're an engineer.
Exactly. Then you can fight like Neo.
All right, let's just quickly come back to reality. It's 2020 and we still have to go to banks to sign and take biometrics. Oh, and we get asked for proof of residence everywhere. That's such a good point. Sandile making us suddenly come back to the...
Very, very quickly.
The realities. Okay, and then somebody woke up dancing this morning. So Dr. LZ, very nice to see you in a good mood this morning. Gugu, I don't know those songs either. I guess you're not alone.
Oh,
so don't
God,
feel bad about
goodness.
That. Pumi's song is very well known, you cretins.
Thank you.
Beam me up, Scotty. That's from Lynn. Lynn backing Pumi up.
The OJs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the OJs.
I know the OJs. Yeah.
What about the OJs do you know?
If we didn't you don't know that know song.
The song. But the whole album, year 2000.
Devlin says, morning, Gareth and team. My wife and I checked out the first two episodes of Gugu's dating show in anticipation for Wednesday. And there was a dude on a date on the show, Gary, who mentioned that he had a show on Cliff Central on mature dating. Seems Cliff Central's getting serious airtime on this show. Yeah, we heard about that. See, actually,
I heard about it too, and I was like, "Who is this dude that I don't know anything about?"
Yeah, so he was a guest host, as I remember. See, I actually had to
like how long ago?
Oh, who knows? 3 years.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Which is a long time in internet
years.
For him
to be saying I'm at Cliff Central with the Daily
Well,
Show.
For some people, that's their thing, Google. That's all they got, you know? And then how else are they going to say they're well known? You know, if you've had a show here, it's better than not having a show here.
3 years ago.
And you know what? You're on being shady, even though it sounds shady.
No, so they did a one-off for it. Maybe a two-episode show.
It was episodes. One.
One
Gary,
episode.
Come on, man. Come on,
hey,
Gary.
If it gets him a little bit of extra cred with the girl he's dating, good. So apparently we're getting a lot of airtime on the first date show that Google's on. And you're actually on tomorrow.
No. I'm on tomorrow, yeah.
Very exciting.
But tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I know, Sia. Time is moving.
Sorry, I do have to marvel at these things.
On that matter, we do have Ben coming in on Friday because he wants to talk Rugby World Cup, and I felt bad because we never talk about the World Cup of rugby or anything to do with sport on the show.
So bad.
You know, because Sia threw down the gauntlet at me last week about, like, good news, right? Wow, so last night, gauntlet. The pressure mounting of finding the good news today. And my good news is about rugby.
Oh.
And the fact that every South African can see the rugby because Mnet has so graciously found it in their good heart to share.
Thank
with
you.
The rest of us.
How nice.
For me, it's not even about Mnet.
The viewing rights.
But doesn't this just show you, okay, like, I know that there are serious rugby fans and there are people.
They are. And they are serious South Africa fans who not even, they don't know how rugby goes.
But you see how we managed to get to the final without most South Africans even being able to see this. So your support means nothing. I just want you to remember that. Everybody's always like, oh, but you've got
don't
to
don't tell FNB that.
And you've got to back the boys. You've got to wear your rugby outfit on a Friday.
Yeah.
You've got to support Siya Kolisi and the team. Mm-mm. Meanwhile, most South Africans didn't even have an ability to see these matches because they couldn't get DSTV, and they still ended up getting to the finals. Your support has no effect. And don't give me that mumbo jumbo bullshit about like energy from all these people and positivity.
No.
Listen, it's going to happen. Either it's going to go well for us or poorly, but it has nothing to do with you sitting in your lounge.
Screaming your lungs out.
Yeah. I have to say, my good news from the rugby came from Siya Kolisi's video in the locker room after.
Oh, you like that, eh, Siya?
Woo! I will back those boys.
Rachel will
all
have something
them.
To say about that.
All of I didn't know the Mumpimpies from the Kolisis, but I saw that. I said, those are my boys.
Rachel will have something to say about that.
I said, couldn't you live stream, damn it? Could we have made it longer? I would have supported that more.
Well, some people are excited about
it. You
could
get behind that.
I love the excitement that you do get, though. I don't know if you guys have been just spammed on WhatsApp with videos of, you know, these kind of rugby excitement furore around us being in the finals. And it's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. I'm not a rugby viewer. You know, I don't care about it. But it's a World Cup, and we're in the finals. And I think that's worth celebrating. But, man, I'm getting messages from people I didn't even know are rugby fans about how great the Springboks are.
Dude, I think you get messages from like everyone. I don't get all you get spammed.
Well, you don't have any friends.
No, maybe I'm not famous, Gareth. Maybe I'm not famous. I think that's what it is. Got to do with fame more than friends, Gareth.
No friends.
Thanks.
I love the weather. Do you love the weather?
Where are you watching the rugby this weekend?
I'm not watching the rugby this weekend.
Exactly, because no friends invited you.
Jeez, Gareth. Quite sharp this morning. Just don't cut yourself.
Are you going to watch it? Anybody? I'm still 50-50, hey? I think I've got to because it's a thing that we're going to be talking about next week. But I don't know. I don't want to put too much
pressure. I'm sure there'll be a highlights package.
It's a lot of time.
Highlights packages are one of my favorite things because you get all the excitement in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you don't have. How long is a rugby match?
I think it's actually 80 minutes. And I'm very
I'll go for 90,
strong
45,
in my
45.
No, 90 soccer.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, guys, can I please be right on this? Okay.
Check it out. Rough,
mm, 40 minutes each. Look at me. Oh, see.
Oh,
these are my boys.
Yeah, you're so excited about nothing.
I feel right, them in my soul.
Okay, so Pumi, you brought up rugby. Now look what you've done. We've gone down a rabbit hole.
Oh, dear.
We were having fun imagining what kind of things we would have by 2020.
I'm still having
Ben Karpinski's on the line, and he says, Cliff, piss off. The Rugby World Cup is the biggest thing in South Africa this year. Gugu should have used this opportunity to make some friends, too.
How long does... like, I know it's been 12 years since they won the last one, right? And I was wondering how many World Cups have happened in that 12 years. Like, how many have we not won?
What I do know is that former President Zuma didn't lift up a trophy.
Yeah, so we won 12 years ago, we won the World Cup.
Yes.
And 12 years before that, we won the World Cup. So I'm wondering if the World Cup happens every 12 years.
Well, it's every four.
No.
It's every four.
Madiba
every
lifted
four years.
A trophy, so we won then. Beggy lifted a trophy,
12
so
years later.
Somewhere then we won.
Listen,
and then now,
you know how stupid it is when people who don't know about rugby start talking about it? Let's just stop. It's so embarrassing, and I just thank God for you. You got Ben coming in on Friday, all right? Hey guys, myself and my two friends are leaving on Thursday to watch the final in Japan. I'm not a big rugby guy, but hey, for the fun of it, that's an awesome thing for someone who's not a rugby fan to be doing.
But so my question is, did you have the ticket before they went to the final? So you were just going to be there watching the final, no matter who was in it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or did they buy a ticket because South Africa?
I don't know if you'd be able to get them in the last week. I think it must be like hen's teeth. Because if you...
Like whose teeth?
Hen's teeth. You haven't heard that expression before? Yeah. Hen. Does a hen have teeth? No. So they're very rare. So if I say it's like hen's teeth, what does it mean? It's rare.
Okay. And now, now Gugu, I wish you could just upload the language.
All right, boy.
Rugby World Cup winners. So here we are. 1987, New Zealand. 91, Australia. 95, South Africa. 1999 Australia, 2003 England, 2007 South Africa. Then 2011 and 2015 was New Zealand, and 2019 we'll decide on Saturday.
Oh, you said I was right.
The Herald in New Zealand ran a black front cover on Sunday. They were so dramatic.
In support.
No, because they got knocked out, right?
Oh, like what?
And morning? So on Sunday morning, the front covers of their papers were just black.
I don't know if you saw this story. I'll get back to some of these inventions and things in a second because we are jumping around. But I don't know if you saw the story about these influencers who are being turned away from places because they want to stay there for free.
Oh, shit.
And there's one guy in America who's actually said influencers have to pay double. If he finds out you're an influencer, you pay double or whatever. Isn't that great? All right, let's get into some headlines. We'll come back and round up.
Land.
Yeah, to Fantasyland in a second. We love a bit of fantasy.
Yes, especially after the headlines.
Right.
We're going to need an escape.
All right, so here are the headlines this morning. Joburg, the city of Joburg, had a cyber attack. And will not concede to a 400,000 rand ransom demand by a shadowy kill hackers.
Isn't this like a second or the third time they've been hacked like this?
It's so embarrassing. Hackers gave the city until 5 p.m. on Monday to issue 4.0 bitcoins, estimated to be worth 400,000 rand, failing which they would leak compromised city data on the internet. Really? Are data only worth 400 grand?
What I really want to know is what exactly is that compromised data? Like, what kind of stuff
okay.
is there?
Okay, so what is the city, like, what do you think the city of Joburg has on you? You're a resident. I have a property in the city of Joburg. See, as a resident.
Oh.
You're a resident
look,
in the city
I'm
of
not
Joburg.
Underestimating... Uh-huh.
So what? They've got your address.
Anymore.
They've got your address. They've got your ID number. They've got your phone number.
They have details as to
but
how...
But that's not city information. That's citizen information.
No, I mean, you could find that on a Google search.
Like, don't we have some
city
kind of access to public information?
They have details as to how you could be driving around the airport and you happen to, and in certain... big inverted commas here, happen to, you know, get into an accident and then somehow... You know, footage of your accident is not found.
Oh, you mean what's his name?
Yeah, I'm not naming any names.
What's his face
I'm
again?
Saying, yeah,
who's the guy?
This is what the...
Gavin Watson.
Watson.
This is what the city may know.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. We
but
spoke about this...
happened in Joburg.
We spoke about this just yesterday. extortion.
Oh, okay.
If anyone ever threatens to extort you, you must always say, go ahead.
Dala what you must.
Do it. Don't pay them, like with Gwede Mantashe. If he's supposed to have paid journalists 70 grand to keep his sex stories out of the public eye, just say to them, okay, go for it.
And with all the love in the world, Mr. Mantashe, and if they, I don't think a lot of people are running to what, look at
this. Yeah, who wants to see it all? Yeah, right.
With
exactly.
all tourists.
But anyway, I mean, the city of Joburg, first of all, sort out your cyber security so that this doesn't happen again. Second of all, if anyone is trying to extort, just say, okay, go ahead. Put out that information. Go for it. What are you going to do? All right, and if it involves our bank details, well, then maybe we get free water and electricity for a year.
Fair trade.
Yeah. Pravin Gordhan is going to release an Eskom paper on Tuesday. Jabu Mabuza and he have decided to give us a press briefing at Letabo Power Station. Are you excited? He will release a special paper on government's plans to reform the struggling state power firm Eskom on Tuesday, and the paper will set out in a detailed and comprehensive roadmap what Eskom's reformed electricity supply industry will look like. The release of the paper has been eagerly anticipated by investors and ratings agencies, who cite the financial and operational crisis at Eskom as one of the biggest risks to the South African economy. Now, as boring as all of that sounds, it is the most important thing in our economy right now. We need a plan, we need to know what's up, and we need to know who is going to win and who's going to lose from what's up. Because someone's got to take some heat, whether it's the unions, with people being laid off, whether it's the taxpayer, because we're going to be expected to keep bailing this organization out, whether it's management, who probably need to be fired because they've been wholly incompetent. Mm. Something's got to give. And we've got to pay attention to this. So, sorry, boring as it is, keep your eyes and your ears open. And then Western Cape Community Safety MEC Albert Fritz has condemned what he called political interference in restarting the process to select a new provincial police commissioner. Fritz said the post for provincial commissioner was re-advertised on Monday. Applications would be circulated internally. He alleged this followed a series of complaints from Western Cape ANC Secretary General Faiz Jacobs and the Deputy Provincial Commissioner, Jeremy Vieri. Fritz said he condemned the re-advertising of the position as a top-level ANC interference scam with SAPS. Yeah, well, are you surprised? This is all the ANC can do in the Western Cape. They'll never win the province back. So they'll do whatever they can in subterfuge to make it hard for people who live there. And you know who's going to suffer here? The people who need policing in parts of the Western Cape where there isn't any. That's the problem. In Beijing, a 67-year-old retired doctor has given birth, potentially making her the country's oldest new mother. 67-year-old woman gave birth, got pregnant naturally. The child seems to be fine. She gave birth to a girl on Friday, where she had worked as a doctor in the same hospital before retiring. A hospital spokeswoman told CNN that Tian, that's her name, fell pregnant naturally after using her medical knowledge to self-administer traditional Chinese fertility treatments. Ooh. The baby was delivered by C-section. We were quite lucky, given the mother was in advanced maternal age, had a variety of complications. I like stories like this. I like it as long as the kid is born healthy, because what it does, it takes a little bit of pressure off of all those women who are going tick-tock, 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 gotta have a baby, gotta have a baby.
Fair enough. Except for the fact that... I only have a
Zoom. Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, guys. Do you know what Ubangi Intandan? Do you know what that is?
Intandan is an orphan.
Intandan is an orphan, right?
Creating orphans.
Creating orphans.
Oh, because she's old.
What's going to happen to the child 10 years from now?
Because she's 67.
Exactly. All right.
Well, I mean, good innings. If she passes away at 87, the child will be 20. Like,
what if she passes away at 77? The child will be 10.
Yeah, then okay.
What? No, it's not even about the what ifs.
Let
she passes away whenever. I'm simply saying the idea of being 70 years old and running after an 8-year-old. It's exhausting. Yep. Like, it's exhausting when you're 30-something.
Uh-huh.
It's exhausting when you're 40-something.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about a real orphan. I'm also talking about emotional orphans. And I've been raised by a granny.
Imagine that.
All right, come on, guys.
Okay, fair enough. But you know, I always think it's really unfair that.
And are the children saying, "Is that your gran?"
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, guys.
Yeah, but at the same time, yeah. If
like, what are you doing having sex at 67?
You're living your best life.
Do you think old people don't have sex?
I do. Like, what's wrong with
you,
Gugu?
You think people stop having sex? How old are you?
When do people stop having sex? On to that.
Leaving this to Pumi.
Huh?
How old are you?
Old enough to have sex, but when do people stop having sex?
Why do you think they stop having sex?
Like, if you start having sex in your 20s, you've got what? 30 years of sex? Like, don't you get tired of it?
You think people get done with sex at 50? You think people stop having sex at 50?
Not at 50, but I mean...
55.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I can't imagine my parents still at it. I mean, they're in their 50s.
And this is the reason I'm asking you how old you are, everyone. Because it's at some point in time, you have to realize that age thing, everyone, it's people don't die when they like 40 or whatever. Like, people carry on living. And if you look around at the vitality of people around you, and why, like...
But how does your sex drive remain, like, peaked or high at 60-something?
Have you ever heard of Bill Clinton? Have you ever heard of Bill Cosby? These people were not exactly quiet.
How old do you think Gwede Mantashe is?
Yeah, exactly.
And out there, Tiger.
And... Gedlechekisa.
Mick Jagger.
But you, Google, you have to be honest. 60 these days is not even these days. As you grow older and you encounter, I'm sure, like your parents or your older family members, it is not the vision you had of what a 60-year-old is. When you're 60, you're on frail and dried up. You're still, you know...
You have to stop thinking about age in relation to your parents.
Well, my parents are different.
Right.
My grandmother is in her late 60s.
I do enjoy these...
I just don't see her.
Yeah, like. Well, she's banging her brains up, whether you like it or not.
No. Someone's breaking her back.
She can barely walk at a reasonable pace, guys.
Ah, just because she can't walk doesn't mean she can't zip it and do it.
You know what? She doesn't want you to know, but she's having time. She wants you to think she's a respectable
woman. You need to organize a session for Gugu with Jonty.
Yeah, okay. Enough of Gugu education for this morning. Just one last story. They look like they might steal the cradle of humankind from us because scientists seeking a more specific location have narrowed in on northern Botswana as the homeland of all modern humans. There, at the south of the Greater Zambezi River Basin, which includes northern Botswana and parts of Namibia and Zimbabwe, the ancestors of Homo sapiens began 200,000 years ago, the researchers said. A new study published Monday in the journal Nature suggests the ancestors of modern humans thrived for 70,000 years in this region before climate change led them to migrate out of Africa and eventually span the globe. Previously, some fossil evidence has suggested modern humans originated in eastern Africa, but DNA evidence has pointed to southern Africa, where Botswana is located more specifically.
Oh.
So, who knows? We'll have to keep an eye on this. We don't want them stealing our treasures in the cradle of humankind and the name. Gugu, here are some things for you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, this is from Scott. Scott says, Gugu, as long as I have air in my lungs, I will be having sex.
Boy.
Yeah, this is from Leighton. Leighton says, Gugu, your folks are probably getting it on right now. Every morning after you leave. See ya. Well done on the 80 minutes.
Rugby.
Very good. Thanks. Dr. Robin. Yes, Dr. Robin says, I'm not sure how about the story the 67-year-old mom took place. There is not much natural about having a baby at that stage of life.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. No, but that's not backing your story.
Slightly.
No.
Like,
Sia, are you keen on backing Argia Sneyman? Check out that beard.
This Argia Sneyman.
I have to look him up.
Is that a rugby player, part of my ignorance?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
It might be. You might have been in that locker room.
No. Ooh.
Okay, someone said to me, I was always excited about time travel. This is just nice. Coming on the messages now. Vanity says, always excited about time travel. Something once reminded me that the universe is always expanding and everything in the universe rotates and revolves around everything else. So the Earth isn't where it was in 1920, so you might land in a different part of space. What if time travel was invented, but someone ended up in the vacuum of space on their first successful attempt? It is too scary. Now I want those laser phaser guns. Well, I've always wanted a lightsaber, like in Star Wars. Yes. My God, I'm excited about this. There's a new Star Wars movie in December. Shit, I become a turbo nerd.
Which one? Where does this fit into the timeline?
This is the final.
It's Star Wars. It doesn't matter.
It really
timelines.
Boy, it matters.
Timelines don't matter. It's Star Wars.
No, it does matter. This is the last one of nine in the original canon. The first one came out in 1977. That was called Star Wars A New Hope. And then there was that first trilogy, which ended with Return of the Jedi. Then they went back to the prequels. Right? And now they're in the sequels.
Final.
And the first two of these sequels have been just a little bit disappointing. So I'm hoping they can pull it all together in this last one. Just holding thumbs, but who knows? Looks like it might be a disaster. I'm excited anyway, just to see it. Gugu, there's a lot of natural sex happening at 67, but not many natural conceptions. Hmm. That's also from Robin. So, yeah, people are very divided on this, it seems. But I don't see why anyone would think that old people just suddenly stop.
It is.
You just thought they'd switch off. Yeah, and do what? Like, go and pick flowers so long, and like, knit.
You've been doing it for so long.
By 67, you've been having sex.
You finished, huh? You're tired. Like, you're bored.
Sex. What is sex?
You know how great it is, and then you just think one day you'll go, over
been there, done that.
Oh, Gugu, no,
I think
Gugu
definitely needs to have a chat with Jonty. I'm worried about your sex life. If you feel that way about sex, Gugu, you're not doing it right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All
you
right.
Go for me.
All right.
Oh, okay. Oh, this movie.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
Do you want to see?
I'm just saying, you know.
Okay. Wow. So many things are none.
You know that everything uh-huh. gets better with practice. So the more you've been doing something.
Gugu's literally about to choke. Yeah.
Sorry, drinking water.
Gareth, are we not talking about Steenhuisen describing of the DA as a big blue wobbly jelly wobbling to the left and to the right?
Is that what he called it?
This is verbatim. This is the quote.
Yeah.
A big blue wobbly jelly wobbling to the left and to the right, buffeted by political winds and the latest populist cause du jour.
Cause de who?
Means the cause of the day.
All right.
I think that's actually a pretty good description of the DA, a big wobbly blue jelly. Huh? It is.
Except, like, really, is that the first statement that's going to come out of your mouth as the new leader?
But he's not the new leader. He's only interim.
Interim.
He's not really the leader, is he? I mean, he's just a stand-in.
Well, I think he's really loving this
Well,
moment.
He's auditioning for the job, isn't he?
Oh, he's loving it.
Well, if you describe things... he's made the description interesting enough for you to bring it up this morning. So good for him. I think that's a good description of any political party's a big wobbly jelly. Huh? I think they all are. Some of them are wobblier than others.
Look, he's saying all the right things to garner people's attention. Let's see if that translates into support.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there about it.
It's 12 minutes to 7. There are a couple of things happening this morning you need to know about. We've got Blind History, a new episode of Blind History this morning featuring The Craze. I didn't know anything about these guys until we recorded this episode. Well, until I did some research around it before that. What a fascinating pair of twins that kind of ruled the London Underground.
What madness.
Total madness. And they were scary, like real fighters, but you can hear all about that. Round about quarter to eight this morning. And Costa, I can't even say the surname because it's holy shit, the top of his book, his surname takes up the whole thing. Karastavrakis.
Do you know what I love? The fact that I found out Costa's actually the shortened version of.
Yeah, it's Costantinidis or something. Anyway,
no, that's Catherine.
Karastavrakis.
Costantinos. Konstantinos.
Konstantinos Karastavrakis.
Okay.
You know how in
it takes up half the exam time writing out that name.
In a lot of households, when a child is being naughty, they get called by their full name.
Yo.
Does it happen in his household?
Your mother runs out of breath.
Konstantinos Karastavrakis.
Yeah, yeah, all right. So anyway, Costa is... Same. He's an interesting dude. He started off like any other Greek kid, and then he went through some really, really harrowing things in his life. Drugs, insane stuff. And then he started cleaning himself up, and he's now like a marathon runner, and he does all kinds of cool things. So we'll talk to Costa a little bit later on, find out about his story. Right?
Mm.
Be an interesting dude to spend some time with, so stick around for that.
He kind of trumps Leanne with a "you have lived."
Well,
is this the same Costa who comes in here from time to
time? Yes, you've met Costa, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're doing a series with him at some point.
Okay.
Oh, apparently, you all haven't heard about that 60-something-year-old man who has a heart attack while on top of this other gogo at a B&B. He used his Sasa card to pay for the booking.
Okay.
Is that real?
It's a real story. This comes from Mpileng.
Busy catching heart attacks for orgasms, like, really, guys.
Yeah. Ooh. Some people, it's a good way to go. If you're going to die, isn't that a good way to go? The Blind History season is awesome. Well, thank you very much. We will keep it coming. That's from Leighton as well this morning. All right, so your message is 0797482090. Lots to talk about.
No, I'm not finding the story.
But you're saying we can't trust you anymore.
All right. Does anybody know what happened with the supposed, like, remember they were going to storm Area 51 and nothing really ever happened because millennials just talk about things they never do them?
There were some people that showed up.
Did they get
there
shot?
There were some people that showed up.
Did they get shot?
They did not get shot at.
I feel that we need to pay attention to this story a little more.
I did. I did.
You did?
I did mark my calendars. I'm sorry. No. I could have gladly given that one a skip.
So how many people pitched? 15? I love that, because millennials, you know, here's the problem. If you are a social media, what do they call these people? Community manager.
Mm-hmm. Manager.
They call people who work in corporations and who run their social media for the corporation. They call them community managers.
Yeah, like that maniac that runs the Nando's.
There we go.
Social media.
So... These people, I hope you're all paying attention, because whenever anything trends on social media, people believe it's true.
Yeah.
Right. They think this must be, it's a big thing, this is going to change the world, it's like the most important happening of the current moment, and very seldom does it lead to anything. If you had been online before they supposedly stormed Area 51, you would have thought, oh, this is going to be a breakthrough moment. We're going to discover the aliens.
Look, they were telling us about live streaming and you go to the Facebook page.
And the millennials, there were like hundreds of thousands of people all over the world who were like, yes, we're going to storm Area 51. We're there. Nothing happened. Nothing. All slacktivists.
No, I was asleep. I couldn't be bothered by that.
What happened, Pumi? How many people?
So, you 10? Know, the thing about the Area 51 raid, right, where the memes were insane, and leading up to, even now when you go and look Area 51 raid, there are people still, also because it was just Halloween, so everybody and their costumes.
And they're all in alien costumes.
It's alien costumes kidnapping people.
Right.
Well, speaking
That's
of
beautiful,
which,
guys.
It is Halloween this week.
Yes, yeah.
It's also Brexit deadline day.
On Thursday.
Which is the same thing.
It's all the same, really. Brexit deadline day, Halloween, aliens.
I need to close my door on Thursday.
Close your door on Thursday.
My complex really tries
to... Oh, do you have the kids?
They didn't do it this past Saturday. Things.
All right, but see, Adam, all you have to do is put out a little bowl outside your house,
of
outside
stuff,
your front door.
Yeah.
Just sweets.
Like smoothies
and then
or
let
something.
Them do their thing. Not smoothies. Just... Like, what would you like, fizzes and stuff like this? Do it,
Sia. Then close your door.
Because it's already starting. There's a cycle race happening in a couple of weeks, and they're already reaching out to us again. It's like, don't you guys want to all help out?
No.
Mara, where's your sense of community, Sia?
Let me tell you,
it is. Let me climb into you now.
My sense of community is when I'm moisturizing on a Sunday afternoon, minding my own business, looking at the bicycles from my balcony. I ain't handing out water to nobody. No, thank you.
When see, I'm moisturized. I want you to get a mental picture of this. He's already explained. He ladles creams and ointments on himself, and then he lies down in nudity on his bed.
Prostate.
That's all you're getting.
While he dries out in all of these chemicals.
I picture that, you know, that child, that African child with Vaseline. Shiny, shiny, shiny. That's what I'm picturing.
Hey, yes, young African, shiny African child.
What's the secret to this glowing skin? It is not right. just...
But you don't.
Over.
You'd have no sense of like, let the kids have some fun for Halloween. I mean, I thought that you.
Well, did you
I
not do Guy Fawkes or something?
You know, it's different.
How
when
is
you
it
were
different?
A kid, you would have loved to dress up for Halloween.
Nonsense.
It wasn't big the where house. I grew up. I dressed up once. And look, I'm not going to be the one who opens the door to you, but try the other unit.
Oh,
maybe
you're
they
horrible.
So you know, I was a teenager when I first discovered that Guy Fawkes,
uh-huh.
right?
Was a thing, yeah.
No, not was a thing. It's Guy Fawkes used to be a big thing in Soweto. I don't know
really?
About other townships. Yeah, like, right, dressing up. Yeah. So, very similar to the Halloween experience, only without zombies
that.
And ghouls and
stuff
like that.
And did you have
like
fireworks
that, right?
and stuff?
Not fireworks. That's what I'm saying. I was a teenager before I discovered the fireworks correlation to Guy Fawkes and mm-hmm. the
blowing
whole blowing
up
of Parliament and all of that. But Guy Fawkes, the 5th of November was a big thing for kids in Soweto.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I did not know that at all.
You got all dressed up like aunties and uncles, and we got like, you take your tin or your cup of thingy and you singing in the streets. And Guy Fawkes was
amazing.
A thing.
I'm shocked.
Guy Fawkes. Huh. Guy Fawkes.
Benny, Guy Fawkes.
Oh, okay.
Wait. It's his real name.
Where does Benny come from?
Yeah, where's Benny?
I have
Fawkes
no
idea.
This is my
is
thing. I
name?
Was a whole teenager before I was like, ow.
Do you have Halloween
Benny for the
in your
Guy
neighborhood? Fawkes. Like, does...
Yeah, in these, like, suburbs,
does
yeah.
Does anything happen?
People, in these suburbs, people love Halloween. People,
does
like,
Kanejo dress up?
Did I not show you the picture a couple of years ago where I got him dressed up as a young Michael Jackson with the fro? And
oh, Michael Jackson, like early 80s.
Yeah, the no. Michael Jackson with the hair that stands up, as Kanye would say.
I saw him wearing a suit, though, the other day on your Instagram. That was very cute.
He's been asking for a suit for over a year.
Okay.
So that people can see him. He says, you know, I take Kanye to a lot of meetings because... I don't have childcare.
Yeah.
right? So
right.
I take him all his life. He's come to meetings with me and sometimes, you know, so all of those things. So he says to me, he needs a suit so that when we go to a meeting, people
can
see that he's a serious young man.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, you're not allowed to speak in the meetings. He says, yeah, I don't have to say nothing. They just got to see me that I'm serious.
Huh. like, all right. We've got an hour with you in the next hour where we will speak to Costa Karastavrakis. We will also get to Blind History, the season episode on the craze. We've got a couple of episodes left of this season, and then we may have to start season 3. Who knows?
I really hope someone like sends a message and backs me up on this Guy Fawkes thing, you know? From like
you
other townships. From other townships, uh-huh. because I'm like wondering if, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll see if there are any messages. Boy. If you know what Pumi's talking about and she didn't live all of this in a dream, then tell us. And by the way, some news about Rod Stewart, who discovered he had advanced prostate
he's
cancer.
He's still alive?
No, he's still going.
Oh, yes.
And he managed to beat it, but for the last 2 years he's been very quiet about it, and then suddenly he came out with the story that he's been fighting and battling prostate cancer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but he's around, so he's fine. It can be beaten.
We need to get checked out, man, guy.
Yeah, you're telling me. So so Rod's message is to all men,
yeah.
go to your doctor and get him to stick his
finger
in
up,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but right. over 40.
Yeah, well, for
okay,
me, this
me.
Counts.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Right, so everybody has to, according to Rod Stewart, otherwise your bad things are going to happen.
Have you told everyone about the podcast, Garrett? You got to tell them.
What about it?
It's going to be really, really late. Like...
Google's having technical difficulties.
CliffCentral.com